Time for something exciting. Joining me now is personal finance expert and regular contributor to Afternoons, Mary Holm. Hello.
Hello, Jesse.
The day's arrived, Mary.
It's a big day for you and me.
It's been quite fun all day because, so here's what we're doing. Mary and I have come up with a quiz, a money quiz, Mary's expertise and me fiddling around on this new app that lets you build a quiz. And together we've built a quiz that we think is working pretty well. And I tried it out on the RNZ staff today and we've had so much fun comparing answers and working out what we got right and wrong, which is, well, that's one of the ideas, one of the reasons we did it, Mary.
It is, yes. I mean, hopefully people might learn a few things along the way, you know, when they do it, if they get one wrong, and see what the right answer is.
Mm.
And what's more, in some cases, you know, we might need to... Well, you and I are planning to talk about it at our next regular segment, next Thursday of next week, aren't we?
Yeah, the 12th.
Yes, and we can, during that, go into a bit more... giving a bit more information about some of the questions, because some of them are a little bit tricky and some of them are very easy, I think.
Well, the basic gist of it is Mary and I have come up with 13 questions to test your financial literacy. And I would say at least 10 of the 13, maybe even 11 or 12 of them, Mary, are things that every adult New Zealander should know about the way money works. Is that putting it too strongly?
I think that's probably a bit harsh. I think a lot of people are not going to get that many right. You know, judging on our guinea pigs at RNZ.
9 so far is the average.
Is it? 9 out of 13, okay.
Yeah, and that's some pretty smart cookies.
Yeah, they are, yes, yeah. So, you know, it'll be a fairly... probably a fairly rare person who gets them all right, but hopefully there'll be some. But a couple of the questions in there are a little bit trickier, and some of them are awfully easy. So it's a wide range. And the point is not so much to work out how good you are currently, but to bring up some issues that people might not have realised, you know, about how interest rates on mortgages work, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff, actually.
It is, and it's quite topical, too, given next week.
Next week is Money Week, run by the Commission for Financial Capability, the Retirement Commissioner's outfit. And they've got all sorts of celebrations of Money Week around the country. I'm sure that it's all written up on their website. But we decided... we'd contribute to that. They Sorted is actually the commission runs the Sorted website, and they've done their own quiz for Money Week as well. But ours is vastly better.
Yeah, ours is great fun.
Just between you and me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anything you wanted to say about the sorts of topics we've covered and why?
Oh gosh, it's everyday financial stuff for New Zealanders about sort of credit cards and mortgages and house prices and...
KiwiSaver.
KiwiSaver, some basic information about shares, but nothing obscure. You know, they're fairly broad messages, really, that I would hope most New Zealand adults, or teenagers for that matter, would know a bit about. Anyway, yeah, and yes, so it'll be very interesting to see how the country is at large does it versus RNZ.
Yeah, well, there are 13 questions. We call it the Lucky 13 quiz, and there's no prizes. You will find out, we discussed whether you should find out the right answers as you go, and we decided, yes, you should, because we do want you to learn something. But in terms of why they're the right answers, that's something we're going to cover next Thursday.
Yes, and a bit more detail about some of them that people might be interested in. Things like how many times house prices have fallen in the last 30 years. That might surprise some people. And how the share market's, you know, how many times the share market has fallen. Some like that give people a bit of a broader context. A few testing some very, very basic arithmetic. It's not not maths, as you call it, but sums, shall we say.
Yeah, how many did you get right out of 13?
Look, I did get 13 right, but it would have been a bit embarrassing not to, eh? What about you?
I got 13. I must admit, there were one or two when I was building the quiz where I had to go back and check on an email you'd sent me to work out what the right answer was. There's one about what happens when a KiwiSaver provider runs into trouble. I was like, anyway, we'll let people discover the questions on their own. The quiz is now live on our website and you can find it on the front page for the next 10 days or so until Mary's next appearance. So rnz.co.nz/Jessie. And the main thing, Mary, it's meant to be a bit of fun, and it has been fun so far for the people who've tried it out.
Absolutely, and I reckon it would take people about 2 minutes to do. It's certainly not a time-consuming thing. So hopefully people will have a bit of fun and maybe learn a wee bit along.
Well, the good news is I can get into the back end here and tell you exactly what the average time is, but I won't bore you now. And it's all anonymous, so we're not going to make fun of you or otherwise ridicule you if you don't do very well. It's just a great chance to work out what you know and what you don't know, right?
Yeah, and let's just say this. If people have any interesting comments to make, if they argue with one of our findings or something like that, it would be great if they emailed you about that.
Yes.
So we can look into what they're saying. Please
do. Yeah. We think we've bug tested it. But any feedback, welcome. We can change it as it goes if we do need to correct a typo or something like that. So rnz.co.nz/Jessie. Give it a go. Tell us what you reckon, and then Mary and I will discuss the answers Thursday in her usual slot on the 12th of August.
Next week, yes.
Been great fun. Thank you, Mary.
Okay, yes, see you. Bye.
Okay, the Lucky 13 quiz, and Money Week is next week.